Time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
You are, of course, listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that was a strange station ID, pretty strange. And I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock tonight. And yeah. It is a lovely evening, if not a little on the chilly side. It's August 31st, and today is my anniversary, my husband and I. It's our anniversary. 9 years. 9 years. Can you believe? Oh, my goodness. 9 years ago. Crazy, crazy. All right. So let's start off this show with something from a band called Come On. Now, Come On is a band that features, of course, Ian Blurton. Now, Ian Blurton is a Torontonian. Originally from Chicago, though, however, which is something I initially did not know. I did a little reading up on him. Moved to Toronto, I guess, in his sort of middle childhood years or so. And he played with Change of Heart, a huge band there in the mid-90s. He played in a band called Blurtonia, etc. So anyways, I almost said Change of Heart. Come On, this is his latest band. They're called Come On, C-apostrophe-M-O-N. They have a new album out. It's called Beyond the Pale Horse. I know they have at least one other album out that I used to play on this show, which is all Canadian music, by the way. This is the place to listen to Canadian music. Anyways, we're going to hear, what song shall we hear? We will hear song, how about Mirrors? That would be song number 5. And there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Keep looking for the meaning now to the reasons why we let it all drift away. We'll be right back.
Used to be one of the button ones and he likes you for that. Used to be one of the button ones and he likes you for that. Used to be one of the button ones and he likes you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on and you're not coming back, can't you come back? Used to be one of the button ones and he likes you for that.
Right, that right there was Broken Social Scene, and Broken Social Scene from 2002. The name of that album is, holy, there we go, is actually You Forgot It In, People. Actually, there's no comma in it, so I'm not exactly sure how to say it. Excuse me. Is it You Forgot It In, People? You Forgot It In, People? Or if you just say it without any punctuation, it's You Forgot It In, People. There you go. 2002 release, Broken Social Scene, of course, being out of Toronto. And the song was called Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl. Now, the singer of that song is obviously female, and that would be Emily Haynes. Now, Emily Haynes also fronts the band Metric out of Toronto. Feist, Leslie Feist, is also makes an appearance on that album too. But I had to double check. That was, of course, Emily Haynes. Broken Social Scene is playing a show in Vancouver soon. Now, let me just double check the dates on that for you. I saw a poster for them. Let's take a look here. They are playing, Vancouver, here it is. It's not for almost another month. It's Saturday, September the 24th, and it's in Stanley Park at the Melkin Bowl. So that should be interesting. It's a little bit late in the season, in my opinion, to have an outdoor show, but hey, I mean, whatever. Hopefully it's a warm night, but there you go. So that song, Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl, you can also find on a soundtrack for the movie that was released last year called Scott Pilgrim. That's right. So that 2010 soundtrack. There you go. All right. Now, before Broken Social Scene, we heard something from Braids, the Canadian band, as are all the bands here that are on my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We heard the song Plath Heart, and then we started that set off with the Toronto band Come On with the song Mirrors from their new album Beyond the Pale Horse. All right, my name is Anita B, and as I mentioned, this show features all Canadian music. So, and I'm here until 8 o'clock with you all, but I'm only a bi-weekly show, which means I'm only here every second week from 6:30 until 8. And I do alternate shows with Jonathan B. He does a show called Shameless. So if you listen next week and hear a guy, well, don't be surprised. Alrighty, so let's continue with our Canadian music here. And I could play something obvious that everybody loves. I mean, I was going to say Arcade Fire. I could. I'm just so, like, I don't even care that I don't have songs lined up yet. Or maybe I do. Look at that. Surprise, surprise. I have a CD in here. What do I have? Oh, this is what I have. I've got the Beelines. This is a local band out of Vancouver. Because if you're listening elsewhere, this radio station is broadcast from UBC, which is out of Vancouver, BC, Canada. Anyways, and you can go to CITR.ca or .com. CITR.ca, that's it. And you can listen to our show. It streams live, or you can also podcast my show, because all my shows are podcast, as are probably every other show on the station here. But, okay, so this is the Beelines. This is a band out of Vancouver. And they have it's just sort of almost like a home job. It's something here. We have the station. It's self-titled. It says 12-inch. And when I say home job, I mean somebody put it together with paper and markers. So these guys are really cool. I'd like to see them live. I bet they put on a good show. How about Hastings Strut? I've played Psychedelic High School in the past, and I played other songs from this album. Let's listen to Hastings Strut. This is the first song. Actually, it's so short. That's the thing, guys. When you make music, well, okay, let's hear two from this band, the Beelines. Let's listen first to Hastings Strut, and then we'll move on to another one from the Beelines, because this song is only 58 seconds. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Days on the bracket, silly. Left behind a moving ground.
We haven't listened to that in a long time now, have we? That right there is Bum. And Bum is a band out of Victoria. If you, I guess, are younger, and if you haven't been around the block as long as I have, mind you, my block was not Victoria. I didn't move here to Vancouver until 97, which is about when Bum was kind of on the wane, if you will. Yeah, I think they might have actually been broken up by that point. But Bomb Out of Victoria, they were formed back in 1990, and I'm reading right here, they actually broke up in 95. And that song that we heard was called Your Disciple, and you can find that on their album entitled I Am Superwoman, and that one came out about 93. That's right. And yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it? All right. And speaking of being a long time, prior to hearing some Bum, we also listened to something from the London, Ontario band Salmon Blaster. And that album, which is called, well, hold on a second. It's just self-titled. That one was released back in 1996. And we heard the sort of hit song called Freeway from the album. And then we heard something from the Evaporators in there from We. It's a Team Mint sampler, which was released about 4 years ago, somewhere like that. We heard the song Gassy Jack. And two songs from the Beelines, who have a current album out, which is self-titled. We heard Wealthy Barber and then Hastings Strut. All right, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where we listen to Canadian music, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. Alrighty, now, what are we going to listen to next? What do I have ready for us? Ooh, I think I have something here first, don't I? Let's take a look here. Oh, I know what we're going to listen to very soon. I don't have it ready yet, but I know what I was going to tell you. That we will be listening to some Gruesomes later on in the show, as well as how about some Leather Uppers? Maybe I'll get lucky and find some Leather Uppers. Both bands are pretty garage rocky, and after hearing Bum, I'm kind of in that sort of mood. I mean, Bum, not really garage rock, more like sort of, when I think of Bum, I think of kind of like the initial West Coast like power pop band, right on the verge of power pop even being coined, you know, a term. All right, so what are we listening to now, Anita? All right, we got something here, Anita, from Oh Good Old Arcade Fire. Listen to me, Oh Good Old Arcade Fire. No, they're always good. You can't ever not want to listen to the Arcade Fire. And I don't know why. Is it the Arcade Fire or is it just Arcade Fire? I always initially called them Arcade Fire, and then I heard people referring to them as the Arcade Fire. So I think it's just Arcade Fire. Or they would have stuck a V in front of it. Anyways. Okay, this album is their newest. It's The Suburbs. And the song we're going to hear from this one, let's just see here. What song is not overplayed right now on the radio? The Suburbs and Modern Man we hear a lot. How about, let's hear the song Month. No, Suburban War. That sounds like fun. Suburban War. That'd be track number 9 in case you're playing at home. And this is a band out of Montreal. I'm sure everybody knows about Arcade Fire. Some of the members are out of, I think there's brothers involved, out of Texas. And the one sort of female main singer there is married to the guy. And her family is actually out of Haiti, interestingly enough. And there you go. This is Arcade Fire, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To do but My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, that right there was Chad Van Galen, a Calgarian. And he has a new album out. It's called Diaper Island. And that happens to be a Sub Pop release. So he's a cool kid. Who doesn't love Sub Pop? Because I certainly do. And if you ever get the chance, go down to Pioneer Square. If it's still there. I mean, I say that. But last time I was down there, not Pioneer Square. Right downtown Seattle, not Pioneer Square, which is kind of the equivalent of our gas town. But near the market, the Pike Place Market, right sort of in the heart of it, is the Sub Pop offices. Actually, let me look that up right now for us. Let me just see if Sub Pop is still located there. Oh, you know what? I'll do that later. Because that's where they are, which is super cool. So Chad Van Galen, and the song was Peace on the Rise. Before that, we heard something from a Toronto band who was really active in the 90s, like sort of the early 90s. I'm talking about the Leather Uppers. And then back in like 03, they made kind of a comeback. And they released another album that I used to play. I'm just trying to see, what was it called again? It was called Bright Lights, I think. And that was in 06. Anyways, we heard something from their album, which is called, well, let's see, it was from 1994. And the name of that album was Okay, Don't Say Hi. That's what it's called. And the song itself was called The Finger. There you go. From the Leather Uppers. And then before that, we heard something from the Montreal band Arcade Fire. The song was Suburban War from their new and super popular album, The Suburbs. They happen to be, in case you were not sure of, they're on the Chapel Hill, North Carolina label Merge Records. All right, so cool. They still have tons of indie cred. And if you were not aware of this, Merge Records is sort of the, I don't want to say the home to, but I guess you can say the home to Superchunk. The Superchunk kids, well, they're now middle-agers, if you will, but I think it was two of them. I think it was Mac and Laura, I think. They're the ones who run Merge Records, or at least they did. All right. Okay. So my name is Anita B. This is, again, I think I mentioned Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. The time is 7:20. Ooh, why don't I give us a weather update? That should be nice. I think that's called for. Yeah. Weather. Let's see. We got weather, Vancouver. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Currently it is 18 degrees and there's a few clouds, but it's late, right? It's, what time is it? 7:20. All right, so let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, September 1st already. Oh my God, September 1st. Oh, I hate September. I hate it. Oh, because I love summer. I always have loved summer. I'm a big summer fan, and I have to go back to school because I'm a teacher, so I'm certainly not looking forward to that at all. I've just had such a great summer. I really have. Okay, back to weather. Okay, so tomorrow, September 1st, Thursday, the high is only 20. Man, it says mostly sunny with some cloudy periods. All right, then we got Friday, September the 2nd. We've got a high of 21 with cloudy periods. Now, Saturday looks perfect. It's a high of 24 and just plain old sun. 0% of precipitation. Nice. Now, my birthday, folks, is Monday, September the 5th, in case you would like to, I don't know, email me or something. I don't know. Stalk me? No, joking. At which point, I'll be honest, I turn 41. Yes, I turn 41. Yeah, September 5th. Always right around, well, Labor Day, which is ironic. I was born on a Saturday, though, so I was not, my mom was not in labor on Labor Day. But my birthday was always overlooked at the beginning of the school year because everyone, oftentimes, September 5th is the first day of school. Everyone's so excited, and then the teacher, like when you're in grade 2 and 1 and 3, when they set up the, you know, the birthday chart, it's usually on the second day of school. So it's usually like September 6th or 7th or something. And they're like, okay, now who has any September birthdays? And then you put your hands up. And then my birthday never gets put on because it was like, oh, it was yesterday. Well, happy belated birthday. And then they continue. And it was always depressing. It's so sad. But anyways, there you go. Oh, what else can I complain about? It's getting darker out earlier. I'm getting sad about that a little bit. Well, a lot, because I've actually, believe it or not, if you know me or if you don't know me, it doesn't matter, I've gotten into jogging. something fierce too, really. Like, I have been jogging now since the end of June every single day except for a couple days, and today I don't know if I can do it because I have to go home and it's gonna be dark. But that's my complaint here is that because it's getting dark so early, it's, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of running or jogging in the dark. It's just kind of scary. I don't want to get mugged. And so that I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to maintain this jogging schedule. I don't know. So through the fall and then into our awful, awful winters. I hate winters in Vancouver. I really do. They're so dark. And the sun, like in December and January, sets at like 4:30. So 4:30 sun setting in addition to it raining all day and being dark. So this is why I like summers. So I will have to try to figure out a way to attempt to maintain my, I don't know, my physical fitness, I don't know, status, whatever. All right, enough about me. 7:25, that's the time. And let's continue with some more Canadian music. All right, let's head on over to the East Coast. And out of Halifax, we've got Buck 65. And he has a new album out. It's called 20 Odd Years. And his name is Richard Turfry, I think it is. Turfry. Apparently he does a show on CBC, which I've never listened to. And I listen to CBC all the time. And I was telling somebody that I like Buck 65 and that if they want to listen to my radio show, which is here, this is it, called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. They're asking, what do you play? And I'm like, oh, I play bands like such and such. And I included Buck 65. And she was like, one girl was like, oh, Richard Turfry. And I'm like, nah, I don't know. And then she tells me that he's got his own show on CBC. And I'm like, I listen to CBC all the time. So anyways, whatever. All right, let's see what we're going to listen to. Let's hear the song. How about Zombie Delight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Track 6. That's what we got going on here. All right. This is it. Buck 65. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Except this is totally not Buck 65. And I'm thinking, wow, he's rocking. I don't remember this song. That's because it's not. That's not Buck 65. That has to be Chad Van Galen. I'm correct, yes. It helps when you put the correct CD in the correct CD player. We have three here, so. All right, let's try this again. Let's attempt to hear some Buck 65. Again, this song should be Zombie Delight on CITR.
Zombies are on the loose, be courageous. They're totally disgusting, their condition is contagious. They'll try to bite your body, but don't let them. The situation's getting worse, we better go get them. Zombie apocalypse, the day has come, the party starts. Look out for raggedy people with rotten body parts. Don't drink water from a contaminated source. It's time to do battle with a reanimated corpse. Prepare yourself physically and mentally steady, yes. They're known for the muddy dress, their face is a bloody mess. Zombie invasion, the problem's international. Don't try to reason with them, zombies are irrational. These are dead people, imagine how they smell. If you're bitten, then you become a zombie yourself. They don't need raisins or peanuts or chocolate chips. Shoot them in the head, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie delight, zombie delight. Zombies are coming to get you tonight. Zombie delight, zombie delight. Zombies are coming to get you tonight. Zombie delight, zombie delight. Zombies are coming to get you tonight. Zombie delight, zombie delight. Zombies are coming to get you tonight.
This happening, people are frantic. The military's overwhelmed, widespread panic. Cities are destroyed and the streets run red. How do we contain this plague of the undead? Weaponize thyself, call on the troops. Zombies have the tendency to mobilize in large groups with very little information and no answers. One weird thing is that they're excellent dancers. Watch this. We'll be right back.
revitalized remains. The only thing they know how to say is the word brains. That's all they're interested in is your brain matter. Hey, batter, hit them in the head and they may splatter. The zombie tsunami is out of control. Hide in your basement or go on patrol. The world is being pillaged of its beauty and its worth. Brain dead zombies are taking over planet Earth.
Get your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
All right, of course, Val is coming on next. Valerina Ballerina, I love her. So her show, of course, is called Folk Oasis, and she is in the house. So she's coming up in like 29 or so minutes, and she's here from 8 until 10. And then don't forget to keep listening. From 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. Should be a good time. All right, now, I did get a request. That was nice. Mick called me, and he is interested in hearing something from the Subhumans. Now, the Subhumans are a band that are out of Vancouver. Yes, yes. They were sort of in the whole vein of those late 70s punk rock deal. One of the members joined DOA. Oh, and then look at that. I'm just reading this here. And then one guy went to found the band Shanghai Dog, who I have. I have a compilation, which I play frequently. It's called, what's it called? Oh, hold on. Wait a second here. I know what it's called. My brain's just going too quickly. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And I know the Subhumans. Oh, here, look at that. Look at that. The song he was looking for, and that was Mick. He was looking for the song Slave to My Dick. Okay, so Mick, I initially couldn't find that song because I was looking at it online. Now, hey, I found it. I found the song Slave to My Dick. Look at that. It just happened to be on one of the CDs I own. Look at that. And am I a slave to my dick? I guess I am. Here we are. So this is the Subhumans. And, you know, maybe I'll play some more songs off. Maybe I'll play some Shanghai Dog as well. Because I love the CD. You have to get it. It's on Zulu Records. Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. My favorite bands on this compilation include The Pointed Sticks. I love The Pointed Sticks. God, I love them so much. The Pointed Sticks, we've got The Modernettes, who I quite like. And I really do like Shanghai Dog. You cannot forget about the Dish Rags. Love the Dish Rags. They're so awesome. And who else do we have on here? There's so many bands. What's her face? Sukyun Lee's band is on here too. And what's her band called again? Oh, it's, she's got some, oh, something like Uncle Ted, or what's her band called again? Oh, Bob's Your Uncle. That's right. So that's on here too. I'm not going to play that though. But let's just focus on what Mick would like to play. And Mick apparently is spray painting something, or he's in a spray booth. So I don't know what you do in a spray booth. I suppose paint stuff. So thank you for calling. And this right here, momentarily, is going to be the Subhumans. And there you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Out to you, Mick. Vancouver.
We'll be right back. class robber.
There, that is Barbara, the song, and of course the band is Modernettes. My brain just stopped for a whole second. I'm just like, oh, you know what's that called when you have lag time on the computer, and or it's like buffering. That's my brain just did that. I just buffered. I was like, okay, I'm here. That was, yeah, so that again was the Modernettes with Barbara. And what else do we hear there? I've got a few more songs coming up. Okay, then we have Shanghai Dog, as well as the Subhumans. All three of those bands you can find on my super duper must have essential double compilation, which is called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 1988, and it was put out by Zulu Records back in 1991, I believe. Yes, you have to have it. All right. Anyways, the name of the song we heard from Shanghai Dog was American Desert, and then the Subhumans, the song was Slave to My Dick. There you go, Mick. You got to hear the song Slave to Your Dick. All right. Okay, so let's continue on with some music. What do I have up next coming up? What is this here? I have something. My brain just stopped. Okay, no, I don't have anything. What am I doing? Do I have any plans here? Or am I, yeah. Okay, hold on. How about a little wolf parade? Why not? We can always use a little wolf parade as far as I'm concerned. All right, so this album here, Wolf Parade, is now... I had some issues. I bought this one record, let me tell you, this one CD at Red Cat, and I know that what happened was I bought a CD, Wolf Parade, and they gave me the wrong Wolf Parade actual disc to go into the case. Does it make sense? Because so I ended up getting the 5-song Sub Pop release, but I paid a lot of money for I think it was Apologies to the Queen Mary. I think it was like the first big one. So I never got my money's worth, but I was too lazy to go back and complain. So they have a mismatched set of like jewel cases to, you know, actual discs there. All right. So I'm thinking that this CD is good. I'm hoping. Let's make sure, because I have a few of these CDs, and okay, so this here, it should be At Mount Zoomer. That's right. Now, by the way, these guys, sadly, very sadly enough, called it quits. I think we heard that in June, around June-ish, so not that long ago. And I'm so bummed. But Dan Bechner, so he is one of the two main songwriters, has a new deal, newish band. I mean, they've been around for a little while, called The Handsome Furs. And let's see if I can find them. I'll play them. Wolf Parade, as well as Handsome Furs, were/are based out of Montreal. The two main guys from Wolf Parade, so Dan Bechner and Spencer Krug, are actually British Columbians. And they relocated to Montreal and then formed after the fact. But now that I'm thinking about this, Dan Bechner used to be in a band called Atlas Strategic. Now, this is where the whole connection came about, because Wolf Parade is on Sub Pop Records, right? Were on Sub Pop. And Dan Bechner was in this band called Atlas Strategic, and they opened for Modest Mouse, and I saw that show here in Vancouver It must have been about 04-ish. Possibly, no, it couldn't have been. It had to have been like 02, 03, 02? Anyways, somewhere around there. Atlas Strategic opened for Modest Mouse. Now, what's his face from Modest Mouse? Isaac Brock. He was, at the time, an A&R guy for Sub Pop. And since he knew Dan from Atlas Strategic, he took interest in Dan's new band at the time when Wolf Parade formed back in 03. And that is how Sub Pop attained the band Wolf Parade. And by the way, I ate way too much for dinner, so I'm sounding out of breath. I had this big pasta meal, and I was like really hoping to jog, and I never got around to it. And now I feel gross. All right. I've actually been on a health kick, and I have not overeaten for months, and this is the first time, and it's just awful. Don't do it. You just regret it, and it's not good. All right, so Wolf Parade. Let's get back to the band instead of my eating habits. Let's hear this song. Ooh. Call it Ritual. Ooh. How about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How about California Dreamer? That should be fine. That's song number 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, and this is, again, off of the album At Mount Zoomer. Now, this is their second full-length, I do believe. This one was released back in 08. And then the last one I have as well, what's that one called? Expo 86. All right. Okay, anyways, let's listen to the song by Wolf Parade. And the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
That right there was The Gruesomes out of Montreal. Yes, it was. Now, that album, we heard the song. Whoa! Doesn't work. Okay. We heard the song Hypnotize. That was the name of that song. And that was from their album Cave In, which is a re-release. Now, The Gruesomes, they have quite the history, don't they? They were sort of at the forefront of Canadian garage rock, if you will, in the 80s. Yes. Which is a strange decade when you think about it, because so many, let's look at Vancouver. Let's travel west. Yes, I do teach geography, actually. And let's go to the late 70s, because the sort of full-on punk rock, garage rock movement in Vancouver was in the late 70s, early 80s. Then you go all the way to the other coast. Let's go over to Halifax, and we're talking about the years like 92 to 96. That was the whole, you know, maritime pop explosion, Halifax pop explosion. And then in the 80s was this kind of weird gray area. Now, The Gruesomes took up that era in the era of the 80s. Yes, they did. And they were very, like, they had a timeless look to themselves. They kind of looked like the Ramones, but sort of modish and just kind of 60s mod kind of guys. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the Ramones, this is a side note, but I've been listening to a lot of the Ramones lately. I've been listening to the Ramones a lot as I jog. Yes. And I'm all about the song Pet Sematary, by the way. If I'm ever in a band again, I want to totally cover the song Pet Sematary. But okay, now I'm digressing. Okay, so that was The Gruesomes. I ate too much food and now I'm just like, out of breath. All right, Hypnotize. That's what we just heard. Now, Wolf Parade. I'm still stuffed. What does that tell you? I ate 3 hours ago. That's not good. All right, Wolf Parade. California Dreamer was the name of the song there. That you can find on their Sub Pop 2008 release at Mount Zoomer. Yes, we heard the Modernettes, Shanghai Dog, etc. back there, but I told you about that. And I am